We are live. Woohoo! I'm excited.
Hello!
My first live stream, that is awesome.
Yeah, I'm finally not the stream bitch.
So, you had something you wanted to talk about, but you want to talk about it live. What's up?
I do, actually. So, while I'm sharing this link... Okay, first of all, what in the Lord God are you playing?
I don't know. It's called Chase.
Oh, I like it. Okay. All right, so, I was looking at our, stuff, like, our, views.
Yeah.
And our, video on RetroArch has 75 views, yo. Like, that's exciting. Oh, and we've received donations. Thank you to Jack Filicek. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, little update on that, because we haven't really talked about that. We have gotten donations, and because of the donations that we've received, we have a domain, and we are now working on web development for a 44K Let's Plays site.
That is super, super exciting.
So people's donations, they don't go to, like, our back pocket or anything. Like, they really do go to the channel and to better ourselves.
Kenny says Mariah's low.
Mariah's low.
Am I? Yeah. Is that better? I hope that's better.
Tell me if we need to turn Mariah up, because I'm always down to turn Mariah up.
Yeah, just turning me up.
Sometimes Mariah needs to be turned up a little once in a while. You know, it's all good.
I was about to make a joke about turned down for what, but that doesn't really apply.
Yeah, it kind of does. It will in a second.
Okay, yeah, all right, there we go. let's talk about this for a second. We have been, especially me, like, so I used to have a PlayStation way back in the day.
Way back in the day, I used to have a PlayStation, kids.
Stop. Back in my day, we had PlayStations. Not these newfangled.
Anyway.
Ivan says, no, you're not. Kenny says, all good. Okay, thanks. I used to play a lot of racing games, because racing games were... like the thing that I could get behind. And one of those games was one where crashing was the objective. It's called Burnout 3, copyright 2004 EA Games, hashtag we don't own this. And Ashley saw me playing it the other day. And
I came home. I came home and I picked up my headset and all I heard was boom! Boom! And I was like, Mariah, what are you doing?
Ivan says, Ashley, here we go again with the old lady voices. And I was like, Ashley, I'm playing this game where crashing is like the whole idea and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, what is this? Because like we'd been testing RetroArch or whatever to see what else we could do. Ew! Kenny, back in my day we had Dreamcast and N64.
Yeah, that's true too. Back in my day, the first video game console that I ever played on was Sega Genesis.
Sega. I think the first one I played on was I played a lot of Game Boy Advance.
Oh yeah, me too. I played the original black and white Game Boy, which was awesome.
Oh wow. We are getting so off track. Anyway,
yeah,
we were testing RetroArch, and I was like, Ashley, go get this. Yeah, oh. I was like, Ashley, go get this thing. Like, go get this game, because we were testing RetroArch, and then I found a PS2 emulator that actually worked. LibRetro, if you can tell us what's up with Sony Play, that would be awesome.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I would love you forever if you actually
that would be
like,
amazing, because then I could, like, play on... Oh, and Dolphin, because I was trying to do Rhythm Heaven Fever, and that's not working either. But if you can tell us what's going on with that, that'd be awesome, because then I can just, like, uninstall all these, like, extra emulators and just do. So, yeah, we grabbed this game. I found an emulator, and I have spent the last couple days just playing games from my childhood. And I told Ashley she should play this after she heard me destroying. Ivan says the first game console I ever played was PS2.
Oh.
So anyway, we were like, so I told Ashley that she should stream and play Burnout 3.
I've never played Burnout 3. And I think... I've loaded it. I know that it works. That's as far as I have gotten. I haven't, like, actually picked up a controller and played it. So we decided to make some havoc on a stream and watch me gigantically fail playing Burnout 3.
This is going to be awesome.
It is.
Well, because, like, the really point excited. Of the game... The point of the game... Unless you're, like, in a race... And, like, okay, you want to try not to crash in a race, but it happens. But, like, the point of Burnout 3 is to crash. And that is... That's really good.
Isn't there, like, a certain point where, like, you blow up everything?
Ew!
And everything, like, catches fire?
Ew! Oh, yeah. So, well, I'll talk about that. I'll talk about that when we get there. Shane says... Ashley, Shane says... Back in your day, look here, back in my day, we had games on the Commodore 64. You can actually emulate that with Arch if you're
really
wanting
to go back.
Yeah,
you want us to emulate it? Because we'll do it. Tell us what game you played on it, and we'll totally do it. I will totally love that. I really will. Tell us what you played, and we'll get our hands on some.
Dude, for real. Like, I mean, yeah. So, why don't we load this bad boy up? This is going to be exciting. Oh, just to let you guys know, it's an emulator, so you might hear a little bit of lag. Like, you might hear, like, it kind of slow down and freak out a little bit. Don't worry, it's just the emulator, but this is a thing. This is a thing, and we're going to use NVDA OCR to get an idea of what is happening. If people have, like, any vision whatsoever, any working vision, please let us know how these visuals are. Please.
Yeah, like, definitely tell us what's going on with the visuals. I'm going to be improving the visual scene pretty soon, because I actually have my hands on a webcam, so if I actually looked decent, I would have streamed with that, but I don't, so that's not what we're doing.
before we get into this, or, like, while you're loading, I'll talk about
while I'm loading.
Interaction.
Don't mind the, like, miscellaneous sounds that may or may not happen from me loading everything.
Mm-hmm. But, if you guys want to interact with us, like, you can do live chat, like Shane. Leo Cantos asks, how are you guys getting dangerous? We are playing Burnout 3, and Burnout 3 is a lot about... You'll hear in just a second. Burnout 3 is a very dangerous game, like, if you think about it in the logical sense, because the shit that you do in Burnout 3, you wouldn't want to actually... If you were driving, you wouldn't actually
want
to do this, because it could get you into some serious...
Do you want to die today? Because I don't think that you do. I really don't think that you do.
Ew! Okay, yeah, so that's what we're doing. Kenny says, I sent you that emulator. Yes, you did, and I thank you for it. Shane Davidson says, hey, back in my day, we had games on the Apple II... Or, okay, the 2/2E. GS/2.
I love the Apple IIe.
GS/2Z.
Cool.
Yeah, I've actually, like, heard it. I haven't actually messed with one. But, yeah, no, so
it, like,
that's how we're getting dangerous.
Anything,
okay. But yeah, sorry. We are getting... Wow, all the live chat. This is actually really cool. Like, I'm really excited about this. Yeah, you can live chat us here, or you can mention us on Twitter at 44K Let's Plays. I can see that too. And if you want to donate, which we're not going to push, but like Ashley said, these donations aren't going into our back pocket. We are actually using them to improve the channel. Streamlabs.com/44K Let's Plays. Ashley, turn your music off.
Turn my music off?
Oh, you already
did. I mean, we're still talking, but okay.
Yeah, because, like, it's about to start, like, blaring at us. Anyway. Yeah. What was I going? Oh, yeah. Streamlabs.com. Sorry.
How do you turn the music down louder than mine?
It's just the intro. It's just the intro. Press X, or press your A. Just... No more standing out. I love this song.
Ooh, okay. Now that I can kind of hear myself.
All right. Okay, while you're in that screen, why don't you go ahead and turn your, get your volumes adjusted, because you're going to want to turn the game down. A little bit.
Do you do that through, like, see, I've never played this game, so I have no idea what you're doing.
S&D, just do S&D. Do,
yeah.
No. Yeah, go S and Evil, but then you're also going to want to turn your music down in menus too, because you're going to want to hear. All right, cool. All right, so, yeah, Streamlabs. Leo Canto says, ooh, I love Burnout 3, such a classic. Kenny says, press start. Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, like, turn it down, because you're going to need to hear your NVDA. For those who don't know, like, that is how this is working. NVDA has an OCR feature. It's not
for PlayStation, but it doesn't work, so that's not an option.
Shane says, that is my ear holes, LOL. Bomb. This is a very punk rock kind of game, honestly. Like, it's very, like, if you go... Okay, so this first screen, I'm kind of describing it for people. Like, I'm kind of taking away your thing, but I've played this before. So yeah, this first really screen do. Is talking, like, about profiles and whatnot. So, since you've never played, you're going to want to... Why don't you scan it and tell people what you see?
What the fuck?
I'm not looking at the...
It went back to the intro? Okay.
Oh. It did? Okay, just
did you say, like, fuck you, I'm going back to the intro?
Yeah, it sometimes freaks out when you idle too long. It's like,
give me back a bit. Yeah, thank you. I want to, like, jam to this. Mm.
Leo Cantos, this game brings me back. Can't wait to see what you guys do. Are so you jamming to, like, onto the intro music?
Yeah, I am. I'm, like, bouncing on my couch. Mm.
Race time. We up. Wait, the lazy generation? Is that what you're jamming out to? This whole punk rock thing?
Yeah, this, like... thing.
So oh, long. That is... All right. So you're gonna press start. And then it's gonna be like, create new profile. So just like...
A.
I just pressed, like,
button
X.
A.
Or, like, A, whatever. Yeah, I just kind of did. So, like, it'll ask you what you want to do. Like, essentially, just scan your shit and, like, kind of keep track of what's going on. Just like, so that you're aware. Yeah, just button mash all you like.
Oh, I'm in the wrong window.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's like asking you about names and whatnot, and so... Oh, yeah, Shane says, Ashley, stop bouncing on your couch. Actually, keep doing it, because I want to.
Bouncy. Okay, that's, like, so unprofessional. I can't even believe I did that on the stream. I don't even care, though.
Not even okay.
If I was webcamming, I probably wouldn't do that, but since I'm not, I do not care.
Kenny says, X to go forward, square to go backwards. I think it translates to A and Y. Yeah, it does. It does. If you've ever held a PlayStation 2 controller, your button,
I
like, the layout
one,
is pretty much the same.
I don't know because I'm kind of in the middle of moving, so...
Yeah, so don't even worry about it. It's A, and then, like, the button to the left of A to go backwards, and... It's your right shoulder button to boost, and your right trigger to activate Crash Breaker. So when the music changes, you'll know that you've gone through the profile screen.
For sure.
So, yeah. So just kind of keep pressing stuff until you get to, like, the... Yeah. Shane says, and this is why you don't have a webcam, ROFL.
I do have one. It's just not hooked up at the moment.
Leo Canto says, I still have to set up RetroArch on my computer. It's a great thing. I haven't played with it much because
I'm
gonna not...
I'm going to write a thing on how to, like, do it and, like, some tips and things. So, like, watch out for that.
And there might be... Yeah. There might be, like, a done thing that you might
That'd
need
be nice,
for. So
I'm,
don't
like,
forget
button
to scan.
Mashing and I'm not getting very far.
Okay. So, scan for it. Like, just see what you see in your menu. Like, that's what I would do. Because it took me a little bit to... Yeah. I need to get RetroArch on here, Shane says.
Yeah, you do. Like, everybody needs RetroArch in their life. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Did you figure it out?
No.
And, like, don't forget to, like, move around. Like, move around with your joystick and stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The D-pad or whatever. Like, just see if you can get that music. This is kind of janky because since we... so OCR is not, so not even OCR is perfect. So you nope. have to, shit. I can't see what you see, so I'm not able to tell you. What is it? Oh God, this is ridiculous. Michael Lau says, tuned in.
Yay!
Leo Cantus says, a PlayStation controller is almost the same as an Xbox controller. Oh my God, do I have to NVIDIA remote into you just to freaking see what's going on? Jesus. That's like so the most funny. Unprofessional thing ever, but... What do you see when you OCR?
Right now it's saying new profile, which is what I want.
Yep, so click it. Like, X it? I don't know. And then what does it say now when you click it? Yeah, we're trying to figure this out, guys. It's a little janky. It took me a while to figure it out. Like,
I bet it did.
Straight up. It did. I was like, oh my God, that. Please.
Fuck you.
Leo Canto says, I want to buy a ROM of Mortal Kombat Armageddon. Did you figure it out?
OCRing more things.
Uh-huh, cool.
So, about memory cards.
This is gonna... Uh-huh, okay. All right, you're getting somewhere. You're getting somewhere. It's telling you, I think, that, like, Burnout can save to your memory card, blah, 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 blah. So just, like, hit continue or some shit like that. I'm 90% sure that that's what it's telling you.
Oh. Yeah, I don't care. Format me if you want. It's like, the memory card's unformatted. Do you want to format it? Like, I don't even have a memory card, but okay. That's what makes you happy?
Yeah, okay. Whatever. You do that. Just go for it. We are going to get there, guys. Thank you for being so patient. This is just... This is a really... Once you get past this screen, Burnout is a really easy game to, like, memorize
successful.
The menus of.
Okay.
Bless. Okay. Now continue. Cool.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, cool. All right, so the first option that you're going to come to in this menu... So what Burnout 3 does, guys, is, for those who don't know, you are traveling... You're, like, going across the... You're traveling across the world if you're, like, doing the event mode. So the first option on this thing where Ashley's cursor or whatever is hovering is World Tour. So if you go ahead and click that.
Yep.
Now the next option you're going to see is the country that you're in. You can OCR if you want to find out. So we're like, I don't know where you're at.
I think it's saying Europe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're in Europe. Yeah, okay, right. Okay, so you're in Europe. So if you press the next thing, you're going to hear, like, this. Yeah. All right, so it, like it gave you this whole... Yeah, it went bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah. So just go ahead and press press thing, and it's going to go...
Crash FM, back again. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
And then you're going to be
RVs
in the...
since this one right
is
now,
race, you're going to be in your car.
Like,
so
it'll need to be
car.
Renamed Takedown Street. Those things are going to
square. Or, like, the button to the left of... Yeah. You can change the color of your car, I believe.
Oh.
So if you hear spray painting... You hear that?
No.
So then you just press... press X again, then. Now you might be able to change your car color. Can you? Oh, now you can do it. Okay. You're on the next screen because your music hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Now you can change your color. I think. Right now. Can you? Are you playing with the spray paint? Yeah, just press X. Like, that's the only card you get anyway. For real, for real. Like, that is legit the only card you get because you're, like, starting out. What are you doing?
I have no idea.
Okay, just press X a lot, and then he'll, like, start talking at you. It doesn't really matter. He doesn't talk.
Yeah, he was talking at me.
No, he will, if you keep pressing X, just, like, until the music goes away, he will give you a whole spiel. I don't even know, just... What in the world are you doing?
Oh,
is he talking at you now?
No, it's like a menu thing. Like, I was scanning it.
Oh, wait, where are you? Oh my god.
Wait, what are we? What is this? Oh, there's another song. Okay. Oh, we're back in there? Okay, fine.
Leo Canto says, I know you guys said you wouldn't help with websites for ROMs for various reasons, which I agree with, but I gotta find
Crash FM,
like,
back
nice
again.
Place to get
tons
some.
Of tourist RVs out today by the lake.
I get that.
Take care of these so-called out-of-towners. For all your racing info, stay with Crash FM.
Yeah, okay, so you press, so you press X on that thing.
He's
going
to
talk
guys?
At you.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Striker on
Crash
FM.
All right, cool.
Just need a few minutes of your time to cover the rules
of
the
talking
burnout
at you?
Road.
He's like, just
get
to succeed
the road.
In burnout.
Yeah, okay,
you need
good,
to be
good, 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 good.
You're not
going right.
to win races
Less.
Unless you take risks. The
okay.
big reward?
Cool.
That's easy. You earn boost. Using boost gives your vehicle a speed boost. And you can use boost at any time to keep you in the heart of the action. Here's the lowdown. Risks can be taken anywhere in the burnout world. Take risks, you get reward. Get it? Near misses with other cars. Driving on the wrong side of the road. Drifting around corners. Tailgating your rivals. Escaping crashes. And so it goes on. You can even string these together to get two or more happening at the same time.
Oh god.
Okay, so earning boost is one thing, but to win, you need to steal it. Battle with your competitors by rubbing.
Yeah, see what I mean, slamming. Guys? This game is, like, designed for people.
Shunting.
It really is.
In some way. Like.
And grinding with them.
Yeah, you want to drive on the wrong side of the road? Cool.
You get a quick boost
you
fix
crack
and you can
shit?
Use it
awesome.
Immediately to mix things up. If you want to take a bigger risk, try taking down your competition. Takedowns are when you wipe out one of your rivals, and if you do it, you'll grow your boost and fill it. But if you get taken down, your boost bar gets taken down too. Okay, something new is Crash Aftertouch. If and when you crash, activate Impact Time. When you are in Impact Time, you can steer your wreck. How cool is that? Use Crash Aftertouch to gain Aftertouch takedowns. Or to help you get to the places other crashers can't reach. That was a public service announcement brought to you by Crash After.
I want you to try road rage. Like, do a couple of crashes, and then I'll show you how to get to road rage. I want you to try that, because that is so much fun. Because, like, you can usually find your rivals by listening as far as, like, stereo.
Hello
goes.
There. It is still me, Strike. You're working at Crash FM. I am down at the Lakeside Marina. Check this out. I'm watching the burners taking target practice. The fishing boats with the
Isn't
traffic.
Supposed to sound that slow?
It's crazy.
What?
The joys
the
of
voice.
Burning. I
press tab.
It. For the latest day right here on Crash FM.
What does tab do? Yeah, what? Is that supposed to happen? What the fuck was that? Why is this so slow?
Tab. You might be in slow-mo.
Ew! How do I fix
this? Get in the window with the panel and press tab, yo.
Oh, the window.
Ew,
with the...
What's going on?
What
the
window?
The game window. Get in the game... Get in where it's like GS blah, 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 panel. Get in that window and press tab. Because you probably, like, flicked out in probably did something.
I'm hitting tab.
Just, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
What is happening? You may need to... What is happening?
I don't know, but it's freaky. It's freaky as balls.
What is going on? Oh, dear Lord. Does it say you're in slow motion?
No, it doesn't say anything, though.
Like, if you check the... Oh, dear, are you stuck? Need to reboot? Do I need to go fix you? Lord, help me. God. Lord. Let me fix you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me fix you.
I have no idea.
Just give me a key.
Wait, is this gonna act weird too? Hang on. I'm fucking with things.
Yeah, okay, for real? I don't know what's going on. You shouldn't be... You're not even in the right window. You can't even drive. What the fuck?
No, you can't.
Okay, reboot it. This is dumb. And then all you have to do... Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Reboot, and then just...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, reboot, and then just... Since it saved your profile, you can just, like...
Oh, yeah.
Press start and then XXXXXX. That's all you have to do. We're going to have to hear his rules spiel again, though. I think.
Can you just close the whole...
Yeah.
Oh, that's how. Okay.
Yeah, just... Oh, my God. What?
That was freaky. It was a tiny little bit freaky.
Oh, Kenny says it's all good. She just got lag.
That ain't no
Leo
lag
says, wow,
there,
this
honey
is a really slow version of the game. Yeah, because lag doesn't do that.
Lag does not do that.
Kenny says that's the emulator. I mean, it does for me. It like skips for like a second, but Kenny says it's emulator lag. Yeah, no, it's not a slow version of the game. It's... You don't have a graphics card in there, do you?
I have in your Windows like machine? a default Intel probably piece of shit card.
Oh, yikes. Oh, you don't have a high...
No.
Yikes, babe. Ew. Kim says it's emulator lag. Yeah, it's emulator lag, I think, I bet. Yikes. Ugh. Let's try this again, and if it doesn't work, then... I don't want it to be me, because I know what I'm doing. That's trash. You know, just give it a go.
Let's get this thing to load.
EA Games.
Challenge everything.
And besides, that PlayStation sound is cool.
It is really cool.
So, like, I don't care. Oh boy. Ooh. That was gross.
We are the lazy generation.
Leo says, that was really cool. The slowdown made the music sound really cool.
It kind of did, but it was also a little bit freaky.
And it made Stryker sound like he was, like... More,
like,
you know,
instead of Stryker, he's yeah. Stoner.
No, there's a comment he makes. He's like, "Crash FM, da 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 da. I've had one of those things that make you go wee." Anyway, and I'm just like, "Oh, honey."
Oh God.
All right, so we're gonna start and then X X X X X X all the X X X X X. And some music. X. One, two.
Hey, you still here? Okay, good. Awesome action is still to come, but if you're staying up at Webster's Inn, you're gonna miss out. What's up, guys? You're listening to Stryker on Crash FM.
Excellent all the way.
Just need a few minutes of your time to cover the rules of the Burnout
Road.
Well,
let's see if
to succeed in Burnout, you need to be winning races, but you're not gonna win races unless you take risks. The big reward? That's easy. You earn boost.
Kenny says, Stryker sounded high. Yes, he did.
Yeah,
that's what I was
thinking.
Stoner instead of Stryker.
And you can use boost at any time to keep you in the heart of the action.
All right, cool. So we have to listen to this.
Here's the lowdown.
I have to,
risks can be taken anywhere in the Burnout world.
I didn't get high enough place in that race, in that first race, so I haven't.
You get reward. Get it?
He's still yelling at me.
Near misses with other cars. driving on the wrong side of the road.
What?
Yo, Kantos, try this out. Like, you hit the bomb really hard.
I mean, yeah. New arrivals. Escaping crashes. And so it goes on. You can even string these together to get two or more happening at the same time.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, crash. So earning boost is one thing, but to win, you need to steal it. Battle
just
with
it
your competitors,
it's like start driving, and it should...
Rubbing.
Yeah, dude.
Slamming. Shunting.
Kenny says, why does that sound like, you know what, I'm...
You'll get a quick boost fix, and you can use it immediately to mix things
try
up.
Try that on your own.
If you
try
want to take a bigger
own,
risk, try taking down your competition.
I don't want to think about
it. Takedowns are when you wipe out one of your rivals, and if you do it,
yeah,
you'll grow your boost and fill it.
And you get weird. Like, you get giggly weird.
But if you get taken down, your boost
bar
gets taken down too.
Your eyes are raining, John!
Something new is Crash Aftertouch. If and when you crash, activate Impact Time. When you are
so
in impact time, you can
does
steer
lag,
your wreck. How cool is that?
Okay.
Use Crash Aftertouch to gain Aftertouch takedowns.
You fucking steer it.
Or to help you get to the places other crashers can't reach.
So I wonder if it's going
to
make driving more
public service announcement brought to you by Crash FM.
Probably, like, if it's once it catches up.
Oh god, I'm scared.
If and when you crash, activate impact time.
Do you have to hit...
All right, no. Crash FM listeners, I'm Striker, I got a question for you.
Strike, just
can you stand the heat burners? If you can't, hop on the I-11 and get out of here. But if you can,
oh God, I
keep
it
tuned to Crash for all your racing info. It is... Crash FM.
Is it catching up? Or is it still slow? Oh, good.
I mean, it still sounds.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Hello there, it is still me, Striker, working at Crash FM, and I am down at the Lakeside Marina. Check this out. I'm watching the burners taking target practice.
Kenny says, try
fishing
pressing
boats
the right
with
trigger.
The traffic. It's crazy. The joys of burning.
Like
I like it. For the
Kenny
latest,
says, I love
stay
this.
Right here on Crash FM.
Burn down. Oh my god. Hit start. Go get pause. Hit pause.
Whoo, I can hear myself think now.
Yeah, Leo says it sounds like you're off the tracks. So you're going to have to hit... Kenny says try pressing the right trigger. I don't know what that would do. What does that do? Yeah, I'm having to like...
Alright, is that going to be...
You'll know... Okay, you'll know if you're driving because it'll go... That's what it'll be.
Okay, now I can actually hear separation between.
Okay. Kenny says try pressing the right trigger. Will that help?
Right trigger.
Yeah. Leo Kentis, looks like a more powerful computer is in order.
No, at least a more powerful, graphics card. That'll be a little.
I mean, I can do it. I can do it. I don't have a problem doing it. I just need to, like. You want me to? I mean, I can. It kind of sucks, but.
Okay.
Is it. Are we still going slow?
Yeah, we're still going slow.
Do we need to switch?
Probably, like, optimizations that we see that I haven't, like, fucked with in my mind.
Backing. I'm trying to like go back.
What the fuck?
Yeah, tell her
okay,
to call
yeah, sorry,
me.
I,
oh,
yeah.
Here we go. We're
maybe.
On.
Okay.
We're on. Crash FM.
If
we
this
are back.
Is like,
hey. If
yeah.
You're
if we need to,
up
I
to
can.
The hillside tunnel. Keep your ass
if we need
over
to, I don't
to
mind
the
switching.
Left.
Like, it would just
the
be
slow
a bit
crawling
of a bitch,
trucks may as well
but
be standing still.
But
are
start,
a
lol.
Great place to slam your opponents out of the race. For all your racing info, stay with Crash FM.
Kenny says she's going backwards. How are you going backwards? Are you stuck?
Hey guys, what's up? Crash FM, we are on the air, and this is the latest action from the Silver Lake Circuit.
Stop.
A quick recap on the event so far. We've seen takedowns on all three bridges on the course, and some flying RVs through the edge of Main Street. The lodges have missed a lot of the action, but after speaking to one of the burners, that's all set to change. Want the latest? Keep it here on Crash FM.
I don't understand. I'm not. Oh my god. Stop!
What are you having
to
do?
I need to refresh. I need to refresh
ew.
My life. No! I mean, okay, no, you could try again, you could, go into your computer's, like, you know how they have, like, power options and shit like that, like those
mm-hmm.
advanced power settings? Crank that bitch up, dude. And you're going backwards.
How are we going backwards? Yeah. I don't get that.
Okay, so, when you're driving, you will hear, because of your gears. You don't hear that right now, so you need to turn around. You need to back up, and you need to, like, kind of turn yourself and see if you can get around the damn thing.
Alright, let's fuck with power.
Yeah,
fuck you.
We're gonna try this again.
Bite my ass. There we go.
I hope I was good at explaining that, because I feel like I... Leo says this is definitely 2000s music.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get you fixed because I think that'll help you. Like, even on my Intel integrated graphics card, Burnout 3 does better than that. That's kind of trash.
Yeah, that's pretty
trash. No offense. Ugh. So I'm gonna. Did you find it?
I'm playing with the power settings. Change advanced power settings.
Yeah.
Is this just for, like, sleep? Like, I don't see anything you need to hear about graphics.
Do I need to... Yes, AVG, get out of my life.
God.
Sorry, I'm like, I'm trying to do some searching of my own in case I need to do this. Do I need to fix you? Because there should be, like, a thing. It's, like, change advanced power settings, and there's, like, this whole tree view and, like, list of all these things that you can change.
Ew.
Sorry, guys, we are trying to fix things. Kenny, are her controls mapped correctly? Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, exactly.
Leo says, I had this game on the actual PS2 when I was a kid. Only game I could play was Simpsons Hit and Run.
Oh, dear.
I had Burnout 3, Burnout Revenge, and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2. Now that's a fun game. Oh, my God.
Oh, there is it. Let me see.
Sorry, I'm looking to see how if we're still shut up. Fuck off. I'm looking at stuff for like this piece of software I've got in case you know, like if you still want to play Burnout 3, I don't have a problem, and I can do it. But I think your reactions would be funnier than mine because
fair
like,
enough.
What?
Crash FM back again.
Angry music?
Tons of tourist RVs out today by the lake. Take care with these so-called out-of-towners.
Like
for all your racing info, stay with Crash FM.
It doesn't sound high anymore.
Well, did you... Oh, shit. Okay, go. Restart the race and go. Restart the race and go.
How do you turn around?
Okay. Okay. So you
also, if anybody cares, you gotta go into the fucking PCX emulator settings and then set your video graphics.
Okay, so you hold down square and you hear yourself kind of back up. So you hear yourself kind of slowly back up, and use your analog stick to kind of turn yourself. Like, does it make sense? If you want to restart, you can hit start. Go down once, press X, go up once, and press X, and you can just restart the whole race. Like, just to try again. And you can, like... You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Figure it out.
Oh, okay. Ew, now you're slowing down. Fuck you.
Oh, dude, no!
What's up? I'm Striker. I want to say hello to all the producers
what
out there of the
on?
Game. Y'all suck!
Leo Cantos. Need for Speed for the original Xbox was really fun. to play with my sighted older brother. How did you play Need for Speed when blind? So Hot Pursuit 2 did a couple of really neat things. You knew when the cops were after you because the I call it my line, and it kind of ticks at you, and you can hear the cops talk. And now that I have my headphones, like, now that I'm not playing it on a TV, you can hear in stereo. Like, this is for any racing game. You can kind of hear, are you good? Is it slowing down? Are you okay? Do I need to figure out how to, like, do this mess?
That's all the way up.
More comments below. Hot Pursuit 2 had a lot of, it had a lot of things that, like, now that I think about it, really nice, you know, like.
Yeah, that's all the way where it should be. Fuck your mom.
Sorry, I am. Okay, yeah, that would be nice. I'm trying to feel out.
What are you trying to do?
If I'm going to be doing this, I need to figure out.
Actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do this.
Please, Lord. I should probably.
Yeah, we're like in our old little world.
EA Games.
Would definitely love to see you play Need for Speed if you found a role. I can do that, actually.
Play what?
If Need for Speed, I can actually do that. If we need to.
If we.
Like, I wouldn't have.
Do you have an ISO?
I wouldn't. I do. Oh my god, for real? Yo,
what?
I know that the latest Need for Speed game has intentional audio cues to make the game more accessible. Oh my god, that's fucking hot.
That is really hot.
What's it called? Because then I might consider, like, finding it or something. Like, I actually might consider giving that a go.
You still here? Okay,
hey,
good. Awesome action is still to come, but if you're staying up at Webster's Inn. What's up, guys? You're listening to Striker on Crash FM. Just need a few minutes of your time to cover the rules of the Burnout Road. To succeed in Burnout, you need to be winning races, but you're not going to win races unless you take risks. The big reward? That's easy. You earn Boost. Using Boost gives your vehicle a speed boost. And you can use Boost at any time to keep you in the heart of the action. Here's the lowdown. Risks can be taken anywhere in the Burnout world. Take risks, you get reward. Get it? Near misses with other cars. Driving on the wrong side of the road. Drifting around corners. Tailgating your rivals. Escaping crashes. And so it goes on. You can even string these together to get two or more happening at the same time. Okay, so earning Boost is one thing, but to win, you need to steal it. Battle with your competitors by rubbing, slamming, shunting, and grinding with them. You'll get a quick Boost fix, and you can use it immediately to mix things up.
How this?
If you want to take a bigger risk, try taking down your competition.
Oh.
Takedowns are when you wipe out one of your rivals, and if you do it, you'll grow your Boost and fill it. But if you get taken down, your Boost bar gets taken down too.
Are we close?
Okay,
no,
something new is Crash Aftertouch. If and when you crash, activate Impact Time. When you are in Impact Time, you can steer your wreck. How cool is that?
Would the hair pack
use
be
Crash Aftertouch to gain Aftertouch takedowns?
No.
Or to help you get to the places other crashers can't reach. That was a public service announcement brought to you by Crash FM.
Like, you have to look for. Leo can has. Unfortunately, I don't remember the name of the game. I know it works, but I only really saw.
All right, takedown transmission coming at you from me, Striker. Listen up. I caught a whopper down by the trailer park in Silver Lake. A whopper! It's as big as my
car. Doesn't work, you guys.
Car.
Will. Speed per request, because I can do that too.
Hell yeah. You do that while I fiddle with my settings and try to get the dicketry out of my life.
Well, you need to fix me anyway. You need to.
That won't be hard.
Yeah, okay. So you wanna just end this? Do you wanna end now, or like, how do you wanna,
what
do
you
wanna
do? Let's take this down. Let's set up and let's see what time.
Okay,
is it?
So it's 8:28, Californian, so it's 11 your time.
So, like,
What it would take, like, 10 minutes? Not even gonna take that long,
not
is
even.
It?
Not even, yeah. Like, 5-10 minutes.
Give us, like, 10 minutes tops. We will come back, we will tweet about when we're back, and we will actually get dangerous, and we will do some burning. And
burning,
some
burning and speeding.
Running away from. Oh, yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
You bet your ass. Okay. Yep.
Sweet.
Okay. So, close. Streamlabs.